So what is reasonable? We talk about that in the law a lot, especially in the context of obviousness. What is reasonable? And I like this case, A, because it's in my wheelhouse of background in technology. I am, in my former life, a scientist in biomedical sciences. But two, I think it highlights the important issue. That is that the claim is apparent. It's a gene that has some sequences and structure and whatnot and some activity. That's not so important here. But what this case highlighted was that, as in highlighted in red and underlined, advancements in the art make things which what would have been unpredictable become predictable. So that is, the reasonable expectation of success standard changes over time. As technology advances, the skilled artisan gets more information and more knowledge, and learns more and understands more about the technology at issue. Ex parte Cuban was interesting because it had overturned largely a precedent that was established in the early 90s about nucleotide or genetic information. That is that the, without going into great painstaking detail in the technology, the general idea was that you can't know what a gene looks like until you know what the gene looks like. That is, that you have it. That was kind of the standard for 16, 17 years, something on that order. But in this particular instance in Cuban, the claim was, which had never, the gene in question had never been identified specifically. It was known that it existed, but nobody had it. And the patent office rejected the claim as obvious. The board affirmed that the claims were obvious. And of course, the Federal Circuit affirmed that it was obvious. And so, you know, in the course of a dozen and a half years, what once became unobvious became obvious. And so this case, I think, highlights that point well. So we also talk about in patent law a lot, a person of ordinary skill in the art. And there's a couple of abbreviations that people throw around. But who is this person? Who is this hypothetical person? I think we all know that it depends. And it's not, it depends on what you want the answer to be. It depends on the technology of the issue and of course, how complicated or simple the technology is at hand. This particular case I find interesting and highlights this point quite well, and there are many others from a litigation a dozen plus years ago. So without really worrying about what particular technology was at issue, the lower court holding in this case had suggested that the patent was obvious. The patent was unobvious based on a definition of who that ordinary skilled person would be. On appeal and on the Federal Circuit, you can see, of course, see the holding on the slide. But interestingly, what the court said here was that, well, the person that you have defined in the district court and the lower court's holding is not really the skilled person. The skilled person here has much more skill, much more education, and thus would have been considered the invention obvious. So using a somewhat loose analogy, you would imagine somebody, let's say, directly out of college or university with a technical degree in engineering, chemistry, biology, it doesn't matter. And you compare that to somebody as a seasoned or tenured professor that's been researching in the area for 20 or 30 years. The relative idea of what the person knows and what they would expect, you have to acknowledge, is going to be significantly different. And I believe this case illustrates that point, that again, when you define the person of skill having a higher skill level, what they would have expected compared to somebody straight out of college is going to be significantly different. And that can change the outcome of the situation, in this case, obviously, a litigation. So we'll talk a little bit now. We'll move into some more recent cases from the past couple of few years as sort of get a sense of where the court is and where the you know, real life examples of this in practice. So without getting too deep down in the weeds, this is a pharmaceutically related patent. You're treating a particular disease, in this case, small cell lung cancer and a variety of other things. And you're using a specific type of compound. It's that lengthy looking name line, the last third to the second last lines.